Hey Jason, this is Dennis. It's a little late your time. Jason, hey, it's Dennis calling you back.
Hey, Dennis, did you get them faxes?
I sure did. And what I did is I should have told you this in advance, but I just took the first one because that's going to be that what they're going to use for the timestamp.
Okay.
And so basically I just said that you had 6 years time in business. I know it's been more than that, but that's plenty.
Okay.
And it's been submitted with that information. I haven't heard anything back yet. It's pretty late your time, but it's only 4:30 here, so I might hear something back, but to be honest with you, it's probably going to be tomorrow around, I don't know, noon, maybe around 2 o'clock your time, noon my time. Hopefully sooner,
okay.
Because you'll definitely be the first to know. But the only derogatory thing on your credit is you have a couple of medical collections. And if you'd like, I can give you a copy of your credit report.
Yeah, I shouldn't have no medical collections.
It might be your wife or your son or someone. You know, it's someone that you had. It's actually pretty common. But underwriting doesn't take that into effect when it comes to your approval. But it's something you might want to check out. I can give you a copy.
Oh,
of
no, that's why not. No. Yeah, definitely give me a copy of it. My wife usually stays on top of that, too. I mean, like my wife, she usually checks that stuff. I'll ask her when I get home if she's noticed anything on there. But, yeah, no, my son's 20 years old, so I shouldn't have nothing for him. And, I mean, I know I had surgery 2 years ago, but I've paid everything. I don't know. I'll find out. Yeah, but, no, that's interesting, so.
No, it's not your wife's fault or anyone's fault. It's with medical companies, they'll just send you to collections without even sending you a bill. So they'll take whatever portion of your insurance goes towards your surgery or whatever your coverage covers, and then they never send you a bill for the rest. So
what's
I see the problem.
What's it showing that I owe?
It's around $4,000. It's a decent amount.
$4,000? Jesus.
It's actually a little bit more than that.
Does it have a date on it?
Yeah, let me look at it.
When is the collection? What's the date on it?
Yeah, let me look at it for you real quick. It's so the total that it says that I'm sorry, it's actually more than four. It's $5,376. So it's just going to be a pain in your butt probably because you're going to have to dispute this. But,
I'm definitely going to dispute it.
But no, it's common. I've had three knee surgeries, and every time I do, I check my credit three 6 months later, and I've got something on there, and I'm like, I guess I have to pay it, but why? Because I went through my insurance, so.
What credit bureau did y'all pull?
We pulled through Experian.
What was my credit score on that?
Was a 627.
Yeah, that's way low.
Well, when you have a bank, when you have a commercial bank pull credit, get other stuff. So it's your score could be a 715 if you pulled it for a car loan, for example, or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay.
It's all over the board, but your score is fine. I mean, I've got people approved that had a 530 score before.
I just don't want to get killed on interest, you know.
No, I think you're pretty good. It's a small purchase, and if anything, you know, we'll figure out. Maybe we can do a shorter term, like 2 or 3 years. But I don't think it's gonna be an issue. I'm telling you, I've
okay.
Definitely done
well,
much.
Can you email me that credit report?
Yeah, sure can. If you want me to go over with you now, I can also. But it looks like So one of them is on July 30th of 2014. It's for $373.
July 13th of 2013?
July 30th of 2014.
All right. Does it say who it is?
Nah, it says whoever the debt holder is for it is United Revenue Corporation. And once I give you this report, if you want me to help you out how to get a hold of United Revenue Corporation, for example, I'll tell you how to do it. It's not hard, but everything's a pain in the butt. especially when it comes to this stuff, because it's something that you didn't do anything wrong. You went to the doctor and had surgery, and now.
Well, no. I mean, that's why I'm saying the crazy part is, like, my wife makes sure she pays every doctor bill. Because, I mean, we're trying to get a house next year. Well, I'm like, this is really. And you said we have a $5,000 doctor bill? What was the date on it?
Well, these all added up. So.
Oh, okay.
It might not even be that much. Credit reports are, I don't know, for lack of better words, they're not always correct.
So, that's what I'm saying. Would that pull up on my regular, my wife pulls up Extreme, they're all three of them, would that show up on my regular report also? It should, huh?
It should, yeah. But it may not.
Well, definitely email that to me.
Okay, and there's 9 pages here, so it's on the 5th page. I'm sorry, it starts on the 4th page, and then it goes. There's another one for on 11/1/2014 for $1,569.
This is all,
and it's all diversified credit systems. The first one's United Revenue Corporation. Another one is the other two are diversified credit systems, it looks like, and the last one is for $3,434. So, don't take it personally.
What was the date on that one?
That one was on April 20th, 2011. So,
this stuff, because my wife checked that, this stuff ain't on my regular credit report.
Nah, it's
not on my regular credit report, because she stays on top of that stuff. But email that to me, and I'm going to get her to look at that, so.
Yeah, not a problem. No, I'll help you out getting it removed and everything as well. It's, it may not even be correct. It's just BS. Do you have to
believe that? Is that gonna cost me from getting approved for this loan or anything?
No, we don't look at medical collections because we know that this happens all the time.
Okay.
So I mean, if you get a heart surgery and you I mean, shit, that could be $20,000, you know. So who knows what your insurance is gonna cover or more. So it's really common. That's the only derogatory on your credit. I looked at everything for the fine tooth comb, and it's common. So, your debt to it's not really called debt to income ratio, but your revolving available credit is 68%. So that's pretty good. That means that you want to usually stay around having around 70% available. So you're just 2% away from that, so you're fine there. No, you're good. I mean, you're gonna get approved. I'm not worried about that. It's just medical collections are
that really disturbs me.
Well, no, I hear you.
It's definitely not showing up on my regular because my wife would have slipped out over that. Trust me.
Well, it's a pain in the ass to deal with too, because you have to go. To deal with a credit company, and they just want your money. They realize that, you know, they're not going to tell you.
And the bad thing is, you know, and they got to show proof that that was actually me. You know, I mean, if I dispute it, they got to show proof that that was me. Anybody can use my social security number, you know.
Yes, Jose Cuervo could walk in the hospital and. Get a fake social, you know what I mean?
Just email that to me now, and I'll give you a call tomorrow when you hear something.
We'll do. Hopefully it's sooner than later. But I wanted to give you an update. Thanks for calling me back, and I meant to call you earlier, but I just been busy as hell. But
found the trade desk.
All right, buddy. Drive safe, and I will email this to you right now.
All right, thanks, buddy.
You too. Bye.